Hello, citizens of Earth. How are you doing? This is Adam. I'm back after a long time. And I'm going to try and make this a thing again. I'm sorry if anyone actually listened to this and then was disappointed that I didn't do anything with it for a long time. But I don't think anyone was listening. So I think I'm in the clear. And if this pops up on your little phone, on your app, or whatever, and it pleasantly surprised you, then good. But let me tell you why I haven't done a whole lot of stuff with this podcast yet. There's so much news in heavy metal on that is reported on these news sites like Blabbermouth and Metal Injection and things like that. And it's like, wow, I'm not interested in any of this. There's just, let me go through some of the headlines here. Let's see. Well, here's a decent one. Motorhead's No Sleep Till Hammersmith gets 40th anniversary expansion. So, okay. Well, Lemmy's been dead for a couple of years, so. You know, I love Motorhead, but why not give, like, a band that still exists, like, some press here? Anthrax celebrates, or announces, 40th anniversary celebrations. Okay. Says one of the big four turns the big 4-0 this year. I feel like Anthrax is the band in the big four. That's like, you know how people used to make fun of Jim Brewer for talking about how he was out, how he was on Saturday Night Live, and like he was supposedly like the cast member that talked about his Saturday Night Live career more than any other cast member. I feel like that's like what Anthrax does. They probably say that they're one of the big four more than any of the other big four bands. I always thought that Big Four thing was kind of not what I would have put in the Big Four, but pretty much just Anthrax. I wish it was, I don't know. I guess they're the most popular amongst the bands that slot could have gone to, but I don't know. I was always an overkill guy, but Anthrax is good too, but I'm not trying to say Anthrax isn't good or anything. Nightwish will announce new bassist a few hours before first virtual concert. That's a good news story. That's a decent news story. I would read that. I'm not gonna right now, but whatever. Kurt Cobain's final Nirvana photo shoot to be released as NFTs. Wow, I don't care. Okay. Ted Nugent opens up about his COVID-19 battle. I've never been so scared in all my life. Well, I can't imagine he's ever been scared. He seems like the type of guy that's never really thought of himself as someone who needs to be scared of something. I'm not saying he's never been in danger. I just think he seems like he doesn't know to be scared a lot. So, but apparently he was scared of his COVID-19 when he got it. But yeah, creator Cradle of Filth and Paradise Lost featured on the Sisters of Mercy tribute album Black Waves of Adrenochrome. Oh, that was an anticlimactic headline there. I saw Creator and Cradle of Filth, and then I was like, and Paradise Lost featured on the Sisters of Mercy tribute album. Okay. I thought I was going to say, like, Creator and Cradle of Filth were, like, going to go on tour together or something. Which that actually sounds like it could be the greatest show ever, to me anyway. I know a lot of people sort of don't like Cradle of Filth, but I've always been a fan. And I understand it, though. They're a little commercial. They are what I would call a Hot Topic band, meaning they're, much of their merchandise is sold at Hot Topic. If that's even a store still. I haven't been to a Hot Topic, I think, in the last decade. I don't think in the 20-teens I was in a Hot Topic the whole time. I don't even know if I was in a shopping mall. But, alright, I guess a former Iron Maiden members, Paul Di'Anno and Blaze Bayley, to be inducted into Metal Hall of Fame. I didn't know there was a Metal Hall of Fame. Where is that? Let me look that up. Metal Hall of Fame. Metal Hall of Fame. This is gonna make me search. Oh, here we go. Where is the Metal Hall of Fame? Anaheim, California. Okay, I didn't even know that was a place that you could go to. I half expected to read that it was just like online or something. So, we learned something together today. Because I know you didn't know that either. You didn't know there was a Metal Hall of Fame. I'm not even going to look at the inductees because I'm sure it's just amazing the people they've decided to put in there. I better look now because I said that I shouldn't assume things like that. That's, oh, 2020 inductees. Steve Vai. Metal. Metal AF. Steve Vai. Jeff Tate, okay. Don Dokken, all right. Oh, Joe Satriani. They're putting both of the guitar players that everyone thinks is amazing, but no one has ever heard one song from either of them. But everyone talks about how great of guitar players they are without ever listening to a single note that they probably ever played. But they're just, I'm not saying they're not great guitar players, but I feel like they seem like the type of people that a lot of other people talk about liking, but never listen to. Stephen Piercy, Graham Bonnet, or maybe that's Bonet. I don't know. That could be a silent T there at the end. Chris Poland, Metal Church, Prong, Jack Orban. This is a lot of inductees for 1 year. It must be a fairly new organization here. Past inductees. Don Airey, Carmine Appice, Anvil, Anthrax, Vinnie Appice, Sammy Ash, Frankie Benali. Why do they got so many, like, individuals? Like, I understand that they were influential to heavy metal, but I mean, it seems weird that if this is a fairly new thing that they'd have so many individuals, so few bands. There's Ronnie James Dio. I understand that one. David Ellefson. I love David Ellefson. He's one of my biggest heroes, I think, in all of heavy metal, David Ellefson. But, like, why not just induct the band for now? I don't know. Exodus, Lita Ford, Ross the Boss, Friedman, Lizzie Hale, Uriah Heep, Lee Kerslake. Lee Kerslake looks like Harry Carey. Remember the Chicago Cubs announcer? If you don't know what I'm talking about, look him up. And then look up Lee Kerslake. Lemmy Kilmister, Max Norman, Testament, Doro Pesch, Jeff Pilson. I just fucking hit that stupid scroll thing on the side of the iPhone. You know what I'm talking about? You hit it and then it messes up where you are on the web page. That's I've looked up how to get rid of that, and apparently you can't. And everyone on the message board hates it. And Apple still, I guess, thinks it's a good idea to have it on there. Mike Portnoy, Randy Rhodes, Elliot Rubinson, Rudy Sarzo, Saxon, Scorpions, Billy Sheehan, Brian Slagle, Bill Ward, Andy Zildjian. But there's a lot of people that I would have put in before a lot of these people. But I guess that's the way of the world. I mean, is there any Hall of Fame in existence that you agree with the people that are in there and the people who aren't in there? I mean, every Hall of Fame has people that should be in it that aren't. So I guess I shouldn't be surprised. And I don't think anyone else should be surprised. I think everyone should be exactly like me. The world would be better that way. All right, I'm going to get going for now. And I'll try and do another thing next week. All right. Have a good day, days, week. Until I do this again, whatever, decade. I'll be back at some point. All right, bye. Oh, one more thing. If you want to email me, the email is AmericanMetalIM@gmail.com. AmericanMetalI, as in inside, M, as in mustache, @gmail.com. Okay, bye.